Welcome to the Homeschool Unlocked podcast, the show that helps parents see homeschooling as a unique opportunity. So,
whoa. Let's do this intro our way.
Welcome to the Homeschool Unlocked podcast.
Yes, welcome Homeschool Unlocked family back to this cool podcast. Now, you might be saying that this doesn't sound like the opener that we usually give you. Well, today we have two special guests who will be speaking on memorization. In our day-to-day homeschool life, one of the things that we practice the most is memorization. So let's introduce our special guest to you. Hi, I'm one of your guests. My name is Mila, and I will be your host for this podcast episode.
Hi, I'm Geronimo, and I'm going to be your junior host for today.
Okay, my little junior host, what are three interesting facts about you?
I like just getting on the playground, swinging with my sister, just being able to talk to her. I just like doing that in my everyday life. Because, one, it's just fun to do. I get to talk. I like to be with only my sister, and we just get some alone time. And I also like family time. I like when we watch a movie. I like to just talk to them, and I also like Chick-fil-A because I like the food, like always.
Now, you might know me because I've been in a couple of the different episodes today, but now you also know a little bit about my younger brother, Geronimo. Now, my little brother is going to share, what is memorization?
It's something that you can remember by heart.
Ooh, good definition, buddy. Something that you can remember by heart. Now that we defined what memorization is to us, we are going to talk about our memorization routine. Now remember, Homeschool Unlocked family, each student or child that you have memorizes differently. Everybody learns differently, so yeah, everybody's going to memorize differently. Now, we had to find the best way to memorize for Geronimo. Now, like I said, everyone learns differently. So I know how I memorize, but just because that's how I memorize, it does not mean that that's the best way for Geronimo to memorize. First, we found which setting worked best for him. We put ourselves in a room, we closed the door where there was no distractions, and we just focus together, and we honestly prayed before we started practicing because it can be stressful if the teacher makes it stressful. So we prayed before, and we simply just said, Lord, you know that we want to memorize these scripture verses for you and that we want to share them with people. Help us do our very best. This is what we did. Geronimo simply repeated after me. Now, it might seem very simple, but I know if I was memorizing, repeating after somebody else would honestly be kind of hard. So what I learned is for Geronimo, the best way for him is to repeat after me. So I just went sentence by sentence, and he just repeated after me at first. Then we talked about what do we think these verses mean. And after we talked about what these verses mean, we started to just say them again, slowly, took our time, there is no rush, it's not a race. And before you knew it, Geronimo had multiple memory verses memorized. So now Geronimo is going to share one that he learned last week. Okay, this is John 1, 1 through 7. Are you ready, Geronimo?
Yep.
Alrighty, go for it.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. And it was life, and his life was the light of man, and his light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John, which came for witness to bear witness of the light, so all men through him might believe.
Good job, buddy. Like I said, that's John 1, 1 through 7. Geronimo and I memorized this one together, and it's so, so much fun to not only see him do a great job remembering this, but also learning it together. We got to talk about what all these different words meant, and he just got to ask questions like, hey, what does this word mean? What does this word mean? And I was able to help him to the best of my ability. We went into our Bible. We looked at the context. It's been so much fun memorizing. But you have to remember, Homeschool Unlocked parents, it's only fun if you make it fun. If you make this a miserable time, then it's going to be miserable times. Now, I know it's never the intention of a parent to make it miserable, but we have to remember to stay patient with our little ones until we understand what's the best way for them to learn.
So, Mila, why should people memorize?
Why should people memorize? That is a great question. Now, memorization is so important for kids and teens, but it also will help you throughout your adult life. It helps you grasp foundational knowledge. It also helps you perform well academically. Picture this. You or your student is reading a paper out loud in class. Now, automatically, if you have it memorized, you're able to feel more comfortable. You're able to answer questions much faster. You're able to move around, which automatically makes you seem much friendlier. Now, it also helps you in sports or if you're into the arts. So let's use football for an example. Let's say that your coach is showing you a play and they're telling you to do it. Well, believe it or not, you remembering that play is a good use of memorization. It's not only helping you, it's making your coach happy, which is a big plus, but it's also helping your team. Now, if you're more into the arts, imagine that you're performing something on stage and you don't have it memorized. It seems more real if you have it memorized, if you're moving across the stage. But if you don't and you're looking at a paper, well, it doesn't exactly make your performance that special. Memorization is so important. It's going to build so much confidence, and it's going to help them in so many ways throughout their life. All right, Geronimo, what are some good reasons for them to memorize from your point of view, but also what are some things that you like to memorize?
I would like to memorize Megaverses because there's a thing called Megastore, and I like it.
Megaverses for the Megastore. So at our church, there's something called Megaverses. Now, these Megaverses are different scripture verses that you can find throughout the Bible. Now, they give you a book and you're able to pick which ones you memorize, and it's such a creative way and a fun way for your kiddos to learn. Now, Homeschool Unlocked family, we know that memorizing scripture is the best thing that you can do. But especially when you have a kiddo, something like a toy or candy at the end of memorizing a certain amount of scripture verses can really help. Now, Geronimo, why is it a good reason for them to memorize?
So it will help you with your day-to-day life.
Because it will help you in your day-to-day life. Good answer. Geronimo is just spitting out good answers right now. All right, Geronimo, what does John 1:1-7 mean to you?
And even in the darkness, God shines his light. That's what John 1:1-7 means to me.
Aw, even in the darkness, the Lord shines bright. I love that.
What are some ways parents can help kids memorize?
Good question, Geronimo. What are some ways that parents can help their kids memorize? Well, here are some different options that I've seen work on different people. First is flashcards. Hold up a flashcard with maybe a picture or a certain word, and that'll help them trigger the rest of the sentence. Games can also do that. Now, there are so many fun different games for different ages. Just look them up, and the majority of them work very, very well. Now, there are also songs. Songs are a great way for kids to learn. They really stick, and they make it so much fun. Now, another thing is hand motions. Hand motions are super fun. I appreciate hand motions. It helps me not get confused. You don't always have to use hand motions for every single word, but at least 2 per sentence can most of the time do the trick. Geronimo, where are some places that you use memorization in your elementary school?
I use it when I do presentation, which is I just share some topics.
Oh, good. He uses it when he presents on certain topics. What has been your favorite topic that you have presented on this year?
Maybe I also presented on like a chemistry project, and
ooh,
I really like that one.
Chemistry projects are always fun. Well, at least they're always fun if you're in elementary school. Where is the second place that you see memorization, Geronimo?
When we do Bible time at my school. And that's where I learned John 1:1-7, which is the Bible verse I just shared to you guys.
Ooh, awesome. He learns it during Bible time, which is where he actually learned John 1:1-7. So the really cool part about John 1:1-7 is that it teaches us so, so much. And he was also able to use it at our church. So he was able to share it in front of people 2 times already. Oh, 3, because we shared it for you guys. All right, Geronimo, and where is the third place that you see memorization in your school life?
I use memorization. Yes, remember things about my awesome classmates.
Aw, he remembers things about his classmates. That is a great form of memorization and a really good way to be a good friend.
Mila already showed up some ways about memorization, but let's hear some more.
Some ways that I see memorization in my school life. Wow, there are so many places. But I think the biggest one is probably in my debate class. So my debate class, we do, you know, full-on debates. We have our teams and we are writing our own papers. And it is so important to have your paper memorized because it makes you seem so much more confident and so much more wise in the topic that you're talking about. I've also had to memorize the periodic table, which is a lot to memorize, but that is really where songs have helped me because the periodic table is very big. And my last one will probably be maybe in my literature class. I have to memorize a lot of different things about the books I'm reading, but a lot of different characteristics of the character, because once you know different characteristics of the character, you are able to honestly understand the plot a lot more and see what's coming. We interrupt this podcast for a short commercial break.
Hi, I'm Joelle. If you want to listen to a podcast that will interest you, help with family, your kids, your homeschooling life, you should listen to the Homeschool Unlocked podcast. It comes out every Wednesday. I hope you listen to us next week.
Why is it good for kids to memorize, Mila?
Well, we have seen that memorization is a good thing. Memorization will help your kids academically, socially, in their extracurricular activities, and in so many ways throughout their life and throughout their day. Geronimo, is there any reasons that they should not memorize?
Nope, not that I know of.
There is no good reason that memorization shouldn't be added to your day-to-day life. Whether you're cooking with your child and they're remembering how to make something, or you're baking with them, or you're helping them learn how to tie their shoe. Maybe you're helping them learn how to drive. Maybe you're just helping them remember to do certain tasks throughout the day. Memorizing is so important, and all ages can memorize, from little things all the way to big things. We hope that you have enjoyed this Homeschool Unlocked episode with me, Mila Aviles, and Geronimo.
Geronimo Aviles, the awesome one.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Right now. Why don't right now you go on your phone and you make an alarm for next Wednesday and you just put next to it Homeschool Unlocked podcast episode. It'll be a good reminder that you have to click on Homeschool Unlocked next week to listen to another episode. Have a blessed day.
Oh, what? I forgot. We're all awesome, but we are too.
We're all awesome. See you out there, y'all. Bye. And now some of our bloopers. It will help them in their day-to-day life, in their academics, and John 1:1-7. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Okay, pause. Maybe you should just say it by yourself.
Welcome, the Homeschool Unlocked team.
Pause, wait. Say it the other way around, like, welcome. And some ways that you can help them memorize are flashcards,
board games.
No. Welcome to the Homeschool Unlocked podcast. Stop singing. Welcome to the Homeschool Unlocked podcast.
Thank you for spending time with us today. Check out our link below and subscribe to our podcast. We hope that we helped you by unlocking a new way of seeing homeschooling. Who else needs to hear this? Only you know. So take action and share it. Because remember, Homeschool Unlocked, it's not school, it's life.